Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
As I mentioned earlier on in the show, if you've just joined us, it's 11 minutes past 5 a.m. As I mentioned earlier on in the show, facing such a huge, I'm just out of words of explaining or trying to explain the situation that we're in. And we're joined by Bernardine Bacha, who's the director at Sarki Peitman Center. Bernardine, good morning.
Good morning, Lusanga. How are you this morning?
I'm good, but I'm just devastated at the numbers and the approach. Mm. And we've looked at it at a way where we're trying to prevent 16 days of activism against women and child abuse. We've said that it should be the year throughout. And I read the president's letter. For me, there's condemnation. There's the repetitive aspect of saying that men must step in. And for me, it's just a focus on the survivors is very important, and that's what we're going to be doing. And listening to the stats, what do you think we can do better?
There is so much that we can do better. So first of all, we need to start working within our communities, and we need what we're missing at this moment in time. We have all these wonderful laws and plans. The National Strategic Plan is a very good framework for responding to and preventing gender-based violence. But where we always fail is with the implementation. So we really need to start working with action. We need to stop talking about gender-based violence, and we need to start, all of us, the whole of society, acting against it. And the way we're going to have to do that is with a multi-coordinated, multi-sectoral approach to GBV responses and prevention, which are, you know, both important. So one of the themes for 16 days this year is moving away from awareness and to accountability. And I think that's so important. You know, it means we have to take accountability, each one of us, and responsibility for the fact that GBV is bad in this country, and how we can actually, in whatever way, address it and help to combat it. But accountability is so important. And we know from having a look at, you know, people in positions of power within government departments at all levels of government, we're still seeing people being put into positions of power when they've been found guilty of GBV-related crimes. So it's time for the government also to draw a line in the sand and say, so much no further, not going to happen. We're going to show you we're accountable, and that we're not just playing lip service to gender-based violence. So we all have a role to play, and it's time to start all of us acting together to make sure that we're actually addressing this problem.
How do we go about supporting survivors? And I love the way, the approach of talking about survivors and instead of the victimization. And we see a lot of secondary victimization, but how do we go about supporting survivors?
I think the most important thing is to actively listen. You know, abuse isolates and it marginalizes. A lot of time, by the time a survivor goes to somebody else for support, she's already completely obliterated psychologically, has already been told again and again that there are no other options for her, and she might have begun to understand that. So first of all, start off with active listening, but also be aware of what the resources are out there that are available for survivors so that you can actually assist. But then often it's really important to go at the survivor's pace. You know, so many times we hear from people, why doesn't she leave? Why did she go back? The stats are showing us that a survivor will leave 7 times before she leaves for good. It's a process. She has gone through a psychological breakdown with the abuse, and we need to move at her pace and not our pace, and not victim shame, which is so important, because what's going to happen is that you're going to further isolate her if she feels that she is being shamed.
Last year, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that 1.1 billion rand would be redirected to the fight against GBV. Has your organization received any of that amount?
So that is a very interesting question. In the sector, we're still not sure where all that money has gone to, or where it's been earmarked for, or who is responsible for it, and what the plans are for it. We received an amount last year of 100,000 rand from the Solidarity Fund, but again, we're still not aware whether that falls within the 1.1 billion. So it's still very murky. And once again, accountability, that's the theme that comes back into this, is, you know, where is the money? What is it earmarked for? Who is responsible for it? Where is it going to? And are the people that are receiving it, are they using it for what it was intended? Transparency is lacking in the 1.1 billion. And we really need to start looking at asking those kind of questions. With a centre that's got a deficit, annual deficit after government stipends of 6 million rand, you know, 100,000 rand, I'm exceedingly grateful for it, but government really at the end of the day needs to start adequately resourcing shelters as well as other NGOs and CBOs that are dealing with GBV.
And also looking at the type of support that survivors need, like psychosocial support, shelter, second stage housing, substance abuse support, child protection, and even legal assistance. Surely 100,000 rand is not enough?
Exactly. It doesn't go anywhere near to actually making sure that we are responding adequately to shelters and making sure that they do have the resources that they can do the work that they're meant to do. What we fail to realize all the time is that organizations like shelters are actually standing in the gap left by government when they are actually supposed to be doing their work to respond to survivors.
And then lastly, can you please share some contact numbers for someone listening in who is going through this?
Fantastic. I would love to. So the National Shelter Movement now has a national toll-free shelter helpline that assists survivors not only to get into her nearest shelter, but it also assists her in getting her protection orders as well as reporting matters to the police. And that number is 0800-001-005. I'm going to repeat that. It's 0800-001-005. And the SARC department says that I can be contacted on 021-633-5287.
And then lastly, not to be negative, Bernadine, but 16 days of activism. Is that enough? And we've talked about a whole year and being aware and consistently. It doesn't happen in just 16 days. We know that.
No, not so. It's unfortunately isn't enough. It is really good to raise awareness about what's happening in our society for women and girls. But we certainly should all of us be standing up and becoming activists against GBV 365 days of the year. I wish for a time where we don't have to raise this sort of awareness, where it can just be part of our normal lives, where we actually say, I stand with survivors.
And it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Bernadine. Thank you so much for your time. Bernadine Bacher is a director at SARC Bartman Center, talking about 16 days of activism against women and child abuse and how to assist survivors.